Hi, I'm Miss Marcy, and you are listening to Conversations with Miss Marcy podcast. If you are looking for watered down conversations, this might not be the podcast for you. I'm just saying. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Conversations with Miss Marcy. I am your host, Miss Marcy. Hey. If you are tuning in for the first time, welcome. Thank you so much. And to my regular listeners and supporters, thank you so much and welcome back. And I always tell you guys, you could be listening to any podcast, and I mean any podcast out there, but you are choosing to take the time to listen to this one. So for that, I do appreciate you. So it's cold as hell here in Ohio today, but that's to be expected, especially this time of year. It is like cold as shit. I went out there earlier. I had to get some things done and run a few errands. And man, whew, that wind was kicking. And I went to the gas station to put some gas in my car. And have it ever been so cold to where you don't even want to fill the tank up? Ooh-wee. But, you know, I did. I filled that tank up because I said I don't even want to, you know. But anyway, so, like I said, it's cold as hell here. And, you know, we don't have no snow right now, so that's good. But, yeah, it's pretty chilly. And, it is what it is. I mean, you know, like I say, we Ohioans, we're used to this. You know, we ain't new to this. We true to it. So, you know, some people try to act all brand new. Oh my gosh, it's cold out there. It's cold. I can't believe it. Come on. You from Ohio. This is what it is. So anyway, yeah. So, but other than that, it was a pretty productive day. I was able to get a lot done and everything. So that's always a good thing. So a couple things going on. Before I get into anything, let me start you guys off with today's reflection. So today's reflection, for this podcast, I'm going to use, I read this one and I liked it. Thought it was pretty good one. It says, "Don't complain about being broke when you work during the week just to spend your money during the weekend." Okay. Pretty good one. All right. So, like I said, a couple things that I wanted to kind of just talk about real quick. So, we lost Sidney Poitier. He passed away at the age of 94. Man, he's been around for... Oh man, he's seen a lot of history. I think that's such a blessing to just be able to live that long and just witness so much, you know, a lot of good. And I mean, you know, unfortunately a lot of bad, especially in terms of, you know, civil rights and all that kind of stuff and, you know, everything that came with that. But yeah, overall, I think it's still a blessing to live that long and to just be around that long. And he was a bohemian actor. He was the first black performer to win the Academy Award for the best actor for Lilies of the Field. He said he felt as if I were representing 18 million people with every move I made. So that is courtesy of the New York Times. And basically, Sidney Poitier's Academy Award for the 1963 film Lilies of the Field made him the first black performer to win in the Best Actor category. He rose to prominence when the civil rights movement was beginning to make headway in the United States. So, yeah, he was what you would consider black excellence. And I tell you what, Oprah Winfrey loved her some Sidney Poitier. I remember when she had her show, it was him and John Travolta. Oh my God. She used to act crazy when they would come on her show. Yeah, so but yeah, he so rest in peace to Sidney Poitier. Man, that was really something. And then Bob Saget passed away. Now, Bob Saget is best known for his role as Father Danny Tanner on the hit 90s show Full House, which I used to be a fan of. I used to watch that show on TGI Fridays. It used to be a little lineup on Friday nights. It consisted of Family Matters, then Full House, and then it was Just the 10 of Us, and then it was no, it was Step by Step, then it was Just the 10 of Us. But Just the 10 of Us and Step by Step, I think they were kind of like, they wasn't always in the lineup, because I remember before Step by Step, it was that show called Perfect Strangers with what was his name? I think it was Robin Williams. Was that him on that show? I mean, it's been so many years. I just remember it was him and a guy who had a really heavy accent. And but yeah, so they were part of the TGI Friday lineup as well. But yeah, the two shows that stayed consistent was Family Matters and Full House. And so, like I said, Full House was with fine ass John Stamos and Candace Cameron, Jody Sweetin, and the Olsen twins, and Bob Saget. And I can't remember the other people on there, the names of the other people, but it was the one that played his Uncle Joey and all, and Kim Goober, Kimberly Goober, whatever her name was. But they also did a reboot of Full House too, in which my little cousin, he loved to watch that. He loved to watch that. I never checked it out for real, but I mean, it seemed like it did pretty well on Netflix though. So anyway, but yeah. So Bob Saget passed away. He was 65, and it was very unexpected from what the reports are saying. And they're not even they're saying that this time they're not expecting. I mean, they're not they're, they don't show any case of foul play or an OD, because a lot of times, and I'm not trying to sound shady or no kind of way, but well, he was found in his hotel room unresponsive. And a lot of times when, someone is found in their hotel room unresponsive, a lot of times it'd be a drug overdose. So that, but they have ruled that out so far. They're saying that they don't expect, they're not suspecting, like I said, a drug overdose or foul play. So I don't know. It's just crazy. It was crazy. But rest in peace to Bob Saget as well. So, man, I'm telling you, it's just a lot going on. So, it's cold as hell. Like I said, I'm just still tripping. Like, oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I'm sitting on this microphone, but I'm kind of looking out the window. And I'm like, damn, it look cold outside. But anyway, so man, we still dealing with this whole mess with COVID. Oh my gosh. You know what? A friend of mine sent me a video over the weekend from this place here in Columbus, actually called Crafts and Cultures. I don't even think I'm saying it right. Crafted Culture, Crafted and Cultures. Basically, it's called Crafted Culture Brew. It's a black-owned craft brewery or whatever. And when I tell y'all in this video, these people were on there just to, I mean, they was having a good old funky time. I mean, no mask in sight. I mean, just laughing and dancing and all up in each other's faces and everything. When I saw that video, I said to myself, you know what? People really don't give a fuck about this virus. I mean, they don't. I think some people acting like they do, but a lot of people really don't. And I don't know what it is. I don't even know why. I'm just like, okay. I don't want to hear nobody talking about, oh my gosh, I'm afraid of getting. No. Because people are out here living their best life like ain't nothing going on. And I understand we still have to live our lives and everything. And all we can do is do the best we can and wear our mask and wash our hands and things like that. But I mean, to just be reckless though about it, I just that baffles me. Just to be out, no mask, and you just having a good old time, and that's crazy. I mean, it's crazy at a time like this, and it's not even about being paranoid. It's not about none of that. It's just there is a pandemic, and this stuff is real. And I know some people don't even think COVID is real, but it is. And I know that some people believe that, oh, the news is just putting the cables on shit. They trying to scare everybody, and they're not reporting the fact that a lot of people are not dying from it. They're just reporting the people who are dying and stuff like that. But either way, when you actually know people who either have passed from it, or you know of somebody that passed from it, I mean, it just lets you know this shit is real. So regardless of what the news might be doing to make people feel a way, or trying to use the scare tactic or whatever, regardless of that, we still know it's real. So we have to act accordingly. So, I mean, I think, and like I told my friend, I think that the people who are just kind of hanging out like there's nothing going on. I mean, these people were acting like how people act in Atlanta. Y'all know Atlanta act like shit when the whole pandemic was going on, even in the thick of it. I mean, we're still in the thick of it, but I'm saying even when when it first hit, people in Atlanta act like it was business as usual. They like COVID skipped them. I don't know, like they were on a whole nother planet. But it's just like I said, it's I feel like we still have to, like I said, we have to act accordingly. You can't just act like it don't exist, because it does. And like I said, people are really dying from it. And so a lot of families are being affected by this. So I don't know. Like I said, all we can do is the best we can. And like they say, just try to stay safe or whatever. But like I said, it's just baffling. What I was gonna say was, I think that people who are kind of like just acting like it's not a big deal, I think those are people who might have already had it before, and they feel like they're not gonna get it again because their body has already built up an antibody against it, or antigen or whatever. They feel like they're kind of like, immune to it now, so they're not worried about it. But I don't know. It's just hard to say anymore. And some people don't even really believe that it's being spread by other people. Some people feel like they don't know what's spreading, this virus or whatever. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even, you know what? I really try not to even watch the news, because I'm just so over it. It's just fucking annoying. The whole thing is just annoying. So anyway, moving right along. Did y'all see E-40, finally brought, well, let me say this. So first of all, E-40 has a, y'all know the rapper E-40, Sprinkle Me Man, okay? He finally got a, he has gotten into the beer industry now. So he has a beer called E-40 Crevasse. I think I said that right. Crevasse or something like that. Well, he already had his wine selection, which he finally got it here in Ohio. And I say it like that because me and one of my good girlfriends, we have been trying to get our hands on that wine for like 2 years now. He had a website and everything, and the damn link wasn't working. But they didn't sell it here in Ohio. It was like in Michigan, and it was like a few other places, but it was not here in Ohio. So now he finally put it here in Ohio, and it's actually at Sam's Club in my area, the area that I live in. They got it here at the Sam's Club in Reynoldsburg, Ohio. But I'm not a Sam's Club member, so I don't know. But I do want to try the wine out. It's called Earl Stevens Selections, and it looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. Wine has become a big industry now. Is it just me, or has it always been a big industry? I mean, drinking has always been, a big thing, but wine just seems like, it just seems like more people are just wine drinkers now. They're more into it. I have always kind of drank wine here and there. since like about 2006, actually, somewhere in there. But I will say I drink it a whole lot more now. And I don't know, maybe it's because we see it on TV. I don't know. Maybe it's because, you know, when you watch shows like The Real Housewives of Atlanta and all these little reality shows with a lot of women, they were drinking it. And see, I remember, let me see, Housewives came out at about, what, 2009? Somewhere 2008, somewhere in there. And I do think that, that might have something to do with it, because it does seem like when we would watch those shows, they were drinking a lot of wine. And you know, people, you know, we as people, we don't want to admit this, but we pick up what we see constantly. Like, we kind of, you know, I don't know. But anyway, so yeah, so the wine is finally here in Ohio, okay? All right, so today's topic that I wanted to get into is we must learn the difference. No, I want to say it like this. I'm going to say it just like this. Know the difference between someone bragging and boasting versus someone just being happy or just having general conversation. Okay. Now I'll tell y'all how this topic came about. So I was talking to one of my good girlfriends, and she had been talking to this guy for about a few weeks now. So he came up in our conversation, and she was just like, girl, fuck him. And I was like, what happened? She was like, girl, fuck him. I'm not fucking with him. You know, he's a narcissist. She said she think he's a narcissist. And she was telling me, she was just like, I think he's just trying to fuck for real. And she was like, I just ain't on it. And the guy is a doctor. He's a surgeon, actually, a heart surgeon. So she was just like, yeah, he a narcissist, and I think he thinks, you know, women supposed to be all up on him and blah blah blah. So I was like, yeah, you know how these men could be as far as on the trying to fuck tip. And then I was like, and you know, since he a surgeon, he probably do feel like, you know, he's a hot commodity and that women should be all up on him. Who, you know what I mean? And she was like, but you know, he ain't, you know, whatever. It's like, shit. She was like, I make more money than he do. Now, anybody who knows me know that I don't, you know, get into, you know, I don't really get into what other people make. And I definitely don't ask people questions like that. Like, oh, how much money you make or anything like that. Because I don't care. Because I don't want nobody trying to count my pockets like that. But sometimes if it comes up in conversation, you know, if they may volunteer the information, that's a whole different thing. But I'm never the one digging and trying to, you know, find out. So anyway, so when she said that, and here's why I said that, is because when she said that she made more money than him, I was like, what? He a surgeon though. Now, mind you, she's a nurse. She's a travel nurse. And now, don't get it twisted. I already know that, you know, nurses and travel nurses or whatever, they get paid pretty good. So that's a known fact. So, but I was just surprised that they would make more than a surgeon. So she was like, girl, hell yeah. She was like, yeah, we make more. She was like, we make more than the surgeons out here. And I was like, oh wow. And she started actually spitting out numbers and giving me specifics. And I was like, oh shit, for real? Damn. I said, y'all getting paid like drug dealers, for real, for real. Like, I said, it seemed like it would be a crime to get paid that kind of money legally. Shit. So basically the hourly pay, I'm not going to give specifics, but I'll just give like a rough, you know, ballpark or whatever. So the hourly pay was like a little over 200 hourly. And I was like, damn. Now, just knowing that alone, I was like, oh shoot. And so, when we got off the phone, she sent me a screenshot of her time card. It was like two of them for, 2 days. And she was, it was a time card for like, I think it was like a Thursday and a Friday or something like that. But, she was like, she's like, just so if you think I'm lying, look, here go my time card. Now she didn't have to do that, but I guess she just wanted to, I mean, just, you know, show that she wasn't bullshitting, because I mean, that kind of money, a person wouldn't believe. Somebody be like, yeah, right. She gotta be exaggerating. And I really didn't know what to think. I just wouldn't have never thought that a nurse got paid more than a surgeon. That was all I was really kind of looking at it as. But I wasn't really saying it like, oh, you know, you gotta be lying. I wasn't really doing that. But she, like I said, she sent me the screenshot or whatever. And man, when I tell you, it was the pay was like a little over 2,000 daily. This is daily pay. A little over 2,000. I was like, OMG. So roughly, and you do the math, I said, damn, she making at least 50 to 50. She making at least like 50 grand a month. Baby, that's some people's yearly salary. Shit. And you making that monthly? OMG. So as we talked about that, you know, we got to talking and stuff, and when we had talked later on that day, I think, or it was like late the next day or something like that, as we were talking, I mentioned investing in some real estate. Like, hey, you know, you want to consider getting some property? Shit. Let's turn this to a business opportunity. And so she respectfully declined and told me that basically she's not interested in going the real estate route. She's not interested in investing in any property. And she told me why. And I was like, oh, okay. So from that, we got into a more in-depth conversation about, you know, finance and generational wealth. And she was just telling me some things that she had lined up and some things that she's currently doing on the back end. And, you know, just with her money and things. And she was just telling me some things that she was learning and everything, and just some stuff that she's doing. And I thought it was a good conversation. And I appreciated the fact that we could even have a conversation like that. Because I don't know, it was just, I don't know. I thought it was good because I'm like, wow, you know, she is very financially literate, you know. And but what I liked the most about the conversation was that we were able to have such a conversation, and I didn't feel no type of envy or no type of jealousy about the things that she was telling me that she had going on. So I'm saying that, I like to say this, a person, a friend, or, you know, someone should be able to share with you great things that they're doing, or, you know, the dreams that they're living in their life, without you feeling like they're bragging or boasting. Because as soon as, you know, she said how much she made and all that, a person could have took that as, oh, she bragging. I didn't take it as she was bragging, because I feel like it was only mentioned because of the conversation. It was only mentioned because, you know, she was basically trying to say, she was basically talking about the doctor and basically saying like, shit, he ain't, I mean, you know what I'm saying? He ain't no more of a hot commodity than me. Shit, I mean, I make more than him. Shit, how about that? So that's how I took it. I didn't take it as she was on no bragging shit or nothing like that. But like I said, I appreciated the fact that we were able to have that kind of conversation. And I told her, you know, I felt proud of her because the way that she's moving, as far as, you know, she's not one of those people that's always on social media. She doesn't post what she's doing. She doesn't post, you know what I mean? Because some people do that. They'll post what they're doing and all that kind of shit. And just, yeah, And she's just actually very humble and very quiet about everything. And I always say, and the reason why I think I appreciate this so much is because it falls in line with something that I always say. I always say the more you do and the more money you make, I feel like the more of a low profile you should keep. So I'm not impressed with those who are always posting what they got going on and all that type of shit. I mean, I'm not a hater, so I still congratulate people. However, I'm really not impressed. I actually admire people more who don't share too much. They don't overshare and things like that. They're not always talking about what they're doing. You know, they're just kind of low key about it. And so I was going to say, and you know, to add to that, the way you can tell when somebody's bragging and boasting is, first of all, when they kind of offer information, you know, that you didn't really ask for, or y'all not even really having a conversation about it for it to even come up, but they'll just find a way. You know, some people try to find a way to bring something up just so they can brag in a casual manner and to make it look like they're not bragging, to make it look like they're just having a conversation or whatever. Some people do that. You know, some people do really be bragging. Or hell, I'm gonna go as far as to say, people who constantly be posting what they have or, you know, their money and shit on social media. Social media is a form of bragging. It's nonverbal. You know what I mean? But it is definitely a form of bragging. And I know some people may try to say, well, no, maybe they're just trying to inspire people. Maybe they're just trying. There's this guy. Matter of fact, this just came to mind. Oh my gosh. There's this guy who, I'm not going to say his name or anything, but I believe he's from Columbus. Well, if I never seen a bragger before, oh my gosh, looking at his profile, oh, you know, he's straight bragging. And he tries to hide under the guise of, oh, I just want to inspire people. No, sir, you are bragging and you are boasting because you post too much of what you're doing. I remember this one post he had where he was on some type of trip and he was sitting on top of, looked like he was by some mountains or some shit, and he had on the Yeezys, and y'all know them Yeezys was some expensive shoes, and he had them on. I used to just kind of laugh though because it was funny. But he had these Yeezys on and he took the picture and it said, I tried to capture the mountains, but my Yeezys was in the way. I was like, oh my gosh. Then this guy was actually entertaining though, for real. I thought so. So then he had this one video. He had this one post where he had this video. He had this video of his house. He had a really nice house and he had like a few young men over and he was showing them his house and his closet and stuff and just all his nice things and everything. And you know, these are like teenage kids. They were like, they was oohing it on. He was wowing them. And he was basically trying to say, oh, I just want to show them, you know, if they hold on to their dreams, this is what they can have. But see, I didn't look at that like that, because if that's what you really wanted to do, you wouldn't even had to post that. You wouldn't have even posted that. So to me, even though he seemed to have a lot of money and everything, I just thought that was kind of lame. I did. I just thought that was kind of lame. I was just like, ooh, I just think I think when somebody constantly posts stuff like that, that's just, it's poor taste to me. It just is. It's you're showing too much of your business. We don't need to see what you bought or how much money you spent on it. We don't need to see that shit. You know, I think that people who brag like that, I think there's a deeper reason. I think sometimes it's insecurity. I think sometimes they just want to prove something. That's the thing. And that's another thing I respected about my friend, is she doesn't feel like she has to prove anything to anybody. She doesn't post on social media. She doesn't sit up here and be going on like shopping sprees weekly and spending her money frivolously. And that, you know what I'm saying? Like, And I'm not with her every day, so I don't know what she's spending and what she's not, but I do, I've known her for a while. And one thing I do know is she's never had expensive, habits anyway. And so, you know, so I can imagine that she, you know, she's probably good at saving her money as well. So, but yeah, I just think that, it's a deeper, there's a deeper issue. I think there's an insecurity there. I think there's the need to prove to people, you know what I mean? So I just don't get sucked up in that. When I see somebody constantly posting, first of all, I'll be looking like that's got to be a stressful ass life to feel like you got to constantly post and constantly prove shit to people. And I'm so glad I don't live like that. But, so there are times where a person really is bragging, but like I said, when you're having a conversation with someone or, you know, and something just come up in the conversation and they mention something, or, I mean, you know, when it's just a genuine mention because of the flow of the conversation, as opposed to somebody just trying to, low key get the conversation to go in that direction so they can brag or boast or whatever. But, a person should be able to mention great things that they're doing without you secretly thinking, oh yeah, this bitch bragging. I mean, because if somebody was to tell you they had $2 in their bank account and they was, you know, struggling like a motherfucker, I mean, you'd just be like, damn, you know, they struggling. Oh my gosh. Hopefully you might try to help them if you can afford to yourself, you know, but I'm just saying, so if they can tell us the bad, why can't our friend or, you know, someone that, you know, we cool with like that, why can't they tell us the good as well? Even if the good surpasses how you might be doing in life, you know what I mean? Just because it surpasses what you have going on or how much money you have in your bank account or how much money you're making does not make them a bragger or a boaster. So I just wanted to definitely point that out, because like I said, when I was talking to my friend, I mean, the shit I was hearing, I was like, oh my God, damn, thinking to myself like, shit, let me take some notes here, you know? And I'm like, shit, I could have easily been on something. Rolling my eyes and shit, low-key thinking like, I hope she don't start thinking she the shit. I hope she don't think she... I mean, I could have easily tried to, you know, think like that, but my mindset, I wasn't even like thinking like that. I was just like more so, I was just thinking more in a proud manner. Like, I'm proud of her, like, man. So, yeah, it was all good. It was, like I said, it was a good conversation. Was actually inspiring in a way. And it was cool. It was cool to be able to talk about that. And, so yeah, so that's just what I think, on that topic. I just think that, yeah, people should be able to, you should be able to celebrate people. You don't have to look at people like just because they're shining or they're in a place where you would like to be, and that they're doing too much, you know, she's doing too much, he's doing too much, you know, it's not really necessarily that. It's just, you gotta know when somebody on some bullshit, because you just know how they move and how they talk and what they talk about. Now, if it's somebody that's constantly, like, let me talk about this friend again. If she was constantly talking about that stuff, then I'll be like, okay. You know what I mean? But nah, she don't even constantly talk about it. If anything, she just be on some chill shit, some laid back, just, you know, she work and then, you know, she just come home and just chill or whatever. But it's not a, it's just not a big, you know, it's not even a big conversation. You know, we don't even talk about that when we talk, you know. Like I said, that just came up because of the conversation at that time. But yeah, so it was all good. So I think that was, I think that's all I had to say about that. You know, I don't want to make this no long, drawn out, podcast, you know. Yeah, I almost didn't get no podcast. I ain't gonna lie, cause I was low key tired. I was low-key tired. I did this workout and I was like, oh my gosh, it's a wrap. Oh my gosh. I was so tired. I almost didn't even take no shower. Okay. Now I didn't work out at no gym or nothing like that. I worked out at home, but still, I was so tired. I almost didn't want to take a shower, but I was like, nah, let me take a shower before I, you know, get relaxed and everything. And, so yeah, that's what I did. So I took my shower. Then I got on the microphone so I could give y'all what y'all want. I said, let me get the people what they want. So, that's what I came to do. All right, y'all. So I'm gonna go ahead and get up out of here. And like I said, remember, it's okay to be happy for other people. It's okay to, just listen to people, being happy and everything. Like I said, sometimes people truly are just genuinely happy about their accomplishments. It's, especially if you know where they've been through, if you know where they've been and you know what they've been through to even get to that point, it's like, yeah, let them bask in that joy. And you know what I'm saying? Like, let them have that, and you be happy for them too, because I know the feeling of, you know, praying for something and wanting something to happen. And sometimes feeling like it's not going to happen when it's not happening, and you be like, oh my gosh. And then when it finally does happen, oh my gosh, that feeling is just amazing. And you do want to tell people, but it's just unfortunate that everybody cannot handle your good news. You know what I mean? Everybody just can't handle it. And it just seems like when it comes to money is when money and material things is when people definitely like to try to be like, yeah, okay. She got all this money. You know what I'm saying? Like, she went and bought this Gucci bag, girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, people do shit like that. And it's like, but I don't know. It's like, when it comes to stuff like that, that's when people like to accuse people of being a bragger or something like that, a boaster. And I mean, like I said, you just never know where people have been. But especially if you do know where they've been and what they've gone through, you should definitely be happy for them and not think that they are just on some bragging shit. It could be a relationship, you know, they could be, you know, have gone through some craziness in their relationships in the past. And they have finally come to a place of meeting someone who they genuinely feel happy with. And they truly do just want to share. Now, I'm going to say too, when it comes to a relationship, especially if it's new, I mean, you got to be careful too with that, because you got to let stuff kind of grow and, you know, instead of just always talking about the person. I get it. You know, you feel good. You're in the honeymoon stage and you just want to share with everybody, but you know, you still should kind of like keep it to yourself a little bit. I mean, not everything needs to be spoken about. I mean, you can keep it to yourself. You may want to share a few things, but for the most part, don't be one of those people that's just constantly talking about your new boo. Ooh, girl, let me tell you. You know what I mean? Like, let me tell you, girl, just constantly talking about your new boo and all the good things y'all been doing and all that. You know, just kind of keep it to yourself and just enjoy it. You may share a few things here and there, but it don't have to be a constant thing, you know, because like I said, it's still a new relationship. So you want to kind of give it time to, you know, just grow. And, you know, you still got to learn that person, and you know, everybody come with something. So, you know, you don't want to get too caught up in that either, with just being so giddy in the honeymoon stage. I know it feels good though. It does, but you know, but yeah. So like I said, you just never know where people have gone through to get to where they finally reach a place of happiness, whether it be money, a relationship, whatever, a new career, a new path in life, you know? So, I mean, just like a person, let's say just like somebody who been on, and I'm about to prove to y'all that people only accuse people of being a braggadocious, if that's a word. If people only accuse people of being a bragger or a boaster when it comes to material things and money or relationship, because think about it. So think about somebody who once was on drugs and then they finally get clean and they're sober. And if they're constantly talking about their sobriety, I mean, is that bragging? You know what I'm saying? No, that I know that's not bragging. That would be stupid for somebody to think that that's bragging. That's not bragging. That's a beautiful thing, and that's a fucking celebration. You celebrate. Hell, that's always something to celebrate. But what I'm saying is, you never hear people accuse a ex drug addict or ex alcoholic. Oh, she bragging because she been sober for 2 years now. She thinks she all that because she been sober for 2 years now. She thinks she all that. He think he all that because he been sober. Look at him bragging about his sobriety. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't hear people talking like that. So like I said, it's always when it comes to money and material things. And I, like I said, I do think that when people do brag, it is because they're trying to prove something. Because like I said, I think I mentioned Michael Jordan's kids on here one time, because I was talking about how you can tell when people, sometimes they never had anything. And that's another reason why people brag sometimes, because they never had nothing before. And they, you know, they'd be like, oh my God, just like, look at me now, look what I got. But, I was watching the Last Dance documentary, and it prompted me to look up his children. Cause I never knew nothing about Michael Jordan's personal life. And so I definitely didn't know anything about his kids. And so when I was watching it, I was like, oh damn, I don't never hear nothing about his kids. Let me Google them. So I ended up Googling them, and I ended up on his daughter Jasmine's Instagram page. And when I tell you, when I went to her page, I almost couldn't believe. I was like, oh my gosh, she is very simple. Like, she is not, I mean, there was no flex. Like, she does not flex. Now, we all know, honey, this is Michael Jordan's daughter. Like, she could stunt harder than anybody on the gram, but she don't. She does not. And I was like, what? How can she? I'm like, this is, you know what I'm saying? She could be, she can probably... She, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know her father's money long as shit. So it's like, but when you think about it, Jasmine Jordan and any other child of a you know, billionaire like that, they don't have to stunt for the gram. They don't have to brag and show off what they have, because they were born into that. They were born into money. They were born into wealth. So it's, that's just the norm for her. I'm just using Jasmine Jordan as an example, but that's the norm. So again, that's why I said a lot of times bragging comes from not having, at some point, not ever having or just lacking something. But anyway, so y'all get what I'm saying. So, all right, y'all, let me get out of here. I was supposed to get out of here about 5 minutes ago. Let me get off here, and you guys take care. And again, like I said, take care and continue to be great in your own right, and be happy for other people. It ain't gonna hurt you. Ain't gonna hurt nobody. Being happy for somebody ain't gonna hurt you. So, all right, y'all. With that being said, don't forget to follow me on social media. And tune in to this podcast on iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, iTunes, and anywhere else where podcasts are played. So with that being said, peace. All right, guys, that's a wrap. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Now, don't be stingy. Go ahead and share this podcast. And don't forget to follow on social media. Remember, you might get glad about what I said, or you might get mad about what I said. Either way, I said what I said. Till next time, y'all take care. Bye.